The Buffalo Sabres won their 10th straight game on Tuesday, tying a franchise record. A good time to check in with reporter Bill Hoppe, who joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Omar.
Well, this is really incredible. The Sabres are on top of the NHL standings. They beat the San Jose Sharks on Tuesday. Another one-goal win, another overtime win. Jeff Skinner with the game winner. Last year, they were losing these close games. This year, a very different story.
It's a totally different story, and it's remarkable the way they find a way every night, and it's a different guy basically every night. When Jeff Skinner scored in overtime against the Sharks, he was the first guy to score his second winner during this run. It had been nine guys in nine games up to that point, and even beyond that, it's just contributions up and down the lineup, both goaltenders. It's been really a remarkable run, and it's even more remarkable when you think about where the Sabres came from, how they were the league's worst team last year, how they were just awful in one-goal games and close games. But they've just become very comfortable late in games, in overtime. They don't really deviate. They keep doing the things that have made them successful, and it's helped them vault up the standings.
Well, they're exciting. They're fun to watch. They're clearly having a lot of fun. The atmosphere at KeyBank Center is completely different now. The fan base is rejuvenated. Last year, fans were selling their seats for $6. Those days appear to be over.
Yes, I think those days are over for a little while. But fans were slow to get on board with this team. I think they wanted to be showing something other than, you know, a good week or two. And there were still, as of a few weeks ago, 3,000-plus empty seats for a lot of games. But now I think they're going to become the hottest ticket in town again. It was packed on Tuesday. The building had a buzz. I mean, the building hasn't had a buzz very many nights over the last several years. The crowd was loud, even raucous at times. And it reminded me of just the post-lockout days of 2007 when the building was just bonkers a lot of nights. It was probably one of the NHL's tougher rinks to play in. But it's easy to get on board with this team if you're a fan. Yes, they're winning, but they're also fun. They have a flair for the dramatic, obviously. They score a lot of goals. They play fast, the way you have to play to succeed in the NHL these days. And they're just a likable group of guys. You can tell they like each other, they're having fun, and I think the fan base has eaten that up.
We talked about the improved defense last week. Rasmus Dahlin and Rasmus Ristolainen have really stood out lately. Also strong play from guys like Zach Bogosian, Nathan Beaulieu. Risto had a highlight reel goal the other night, capped by an interesting celebration.
Probably the prettiest goal of his career, and about the prettiest goal you'll ever see from a defenseman, especially considering that it was Brent Burns, a former Norris Trophy winner, that he undressed around the left circle, and he came in. I mean, he kind of passed the puck to himself, switched from the forehand to the backhand, and he roofed a shot in, and then I don't know what quite to call the celebration. He kind of stomped a little bit and twirled a stick, or Rasmus Dahlin called it a forward moonwalk. Nathan Beaulieu joked that it was a terrible celebration and he ruined the goal. But that's where the Sabres are right now. They're at a point where they're critiquing goal celebrations and they're laughing and they're having fun. And that would have been unthinkable almost just 7 or 8 months ago, last season or in recent years. So things like that illustrate how far the Sabres have grown in just a short amount of time and how much fun they're having.
Let's talk a bit about Tage Thompson. He's a young player who was acquired from St. Louis in the Ryan O'Reilly trade. He struggled earlier this season, but he's turned it on lately. Three goals in his last five games. Also a big shootout goal in Saturday's win in Detroit.
You're right. He's been terrific. And it's an interesting case, the way they've dealt with Tage Thompson these few months here. He had a terrific training camp. He forced his way onto the roster. And then he didn't do very much. He wasn't producing points. I think he started putting too much pressure on himself. And they pulled him out of the lineup, and everyone, including myself, thought they should have sent him to Rochester. But they didn't. They had a plan for him. Watch games, do video work, do extra work on the ice. He embraced it, and when they finally put him back in a couple of weeks ago, he was noticeably better, and now he started making plays. He started scoring some nice goals. Like you said, he had a huge shootout goal Saturday in Detroit. He put them up briefly in the third period that night, just a wicked one-timer. I don't think he could have shot it much faster than he did. It was almost unstoppable. And he's been a big part of this streak, and it's just interesting how far he's come in such a short amount of time.
The Sabres are now on a 3-game road trip starting tonight in Tampa. We'll see if the streak continues. Bill Hoppe joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar.